Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Was everyone else contributing to that convo?
No, not about that.
I just sat here.
No, we're not bringing the all-fair conversation that cannot be brought on air. I'm not doing that.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm not ending Afternoon Drive with Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin before it begins, or as soon as it begins is really rather how it go. No, I think you're a ring guy. I think there might be, I think with the NBA fastest start record, I think we might have stumbled onto the fact that you're a guy who's just going to say rings are the only thing that matter.
Not only thing that matters, but I do have high standards when it comes to teams. You've always known I have high standards.
But what are high standards? You're not like a bougie 21-year-old girl looking for like some tech bro to marry up. Like, this is sports. It's supposed to be fun.
It is fun. I'm having fun. I'm just not having the same fun you're having, and that agitates you for some reason.
No.
Just because someone doesn't like something you like doesn't mean they're wrong, Nick.
That's exactly what it means. It's more that I've uncovered this fact that my good friend of a decade.
How is that even close to ring chasing, by the way? Because I don't like an obscure stat that you think is
That's
fun.
That's not an obscure stat. You realize
what
how hard it
isn't?
Is to win 12 straight games to start the
you
season?
You also realize how 4 weeks ago you could have never named who actually had accomplished
that? I
could
have because
There's
it
no
was
way.
The team that you beat in the NBA
you
Finals
not,
in 15
you did
and
not
16.
Remember that. There's no way you
okay,
remember
I'm
that.
Okay, I'm lying about it for the sake of this argument, but the point stands that I guarantee you Warriors fans remember it.
Ooh. I don't even know if that's true.
Can anybody know
a
Warriors fan?
Do we know a Warriors fan?
No, I don't mean like somebody who was a fan of them when they were good. I mean like an actual Warriors fan.
Yeah, I don't know that they exist.
Can we get, is Tom Tolbert still doing the thing out there? I'm just trying to, Jeremiah from the, no, that's a different, guy.
Different guy.
Zachariah, that was his name. It was an Aya name. We got to get one of them on.
I don't know.
Can you confirm or deny?
That I'm a ring chaser?
That you're a ring chaser.
No, I'm not a ring chaser. I'm not too far off, though. I'll say that. I'm not too far off. I have high standards. You know
this. Is it just because you don't want to be part of the ring chasing crowd? Rings are all that matters?
No, but I think you should have high standards with your sports teams. I do.
All right, let's get to Harrison and Brunswick real quick. One, are you in on this streak already? Two, at what point? What's the amount of wins before you start to think they have a realistic chance to catch the Warriors?
How's it going, guys? All right, I'm going to start off. Every single win should have you bought into the team more. We're doing this with an 11-man rotation. Any single night, you can have a guy like Ty Jerome.
Harrison,
Merrill.
Can't I buy in while also not caring about whether or not they win 20 in a row?
No, absolutely not. All right, I don't know if you're saying this because you're afraid that you're going to jinx it, but I don't believe in jinxes. Every game should have you bought in more. No team can do this with an 11-man roster. It doesn't matter if we're aggressing to the mean.
Harrison,
guys who can pop off.
So I can't love the team unless I think that they can win 20 in a row?
Honestly, I don't know if you can because you got to buy
that's
in
insane.
Right now.
That's
you
insane,
gotta,
Harrison.
You gotta
I'm on your hashtag letting them know, Harrison.
I am 23 years old, so I had the beginning of my basketball-loving life with Mo Williams, LeBron James. He left. I had to cheer for Anton Jameson for 4 years. And then LeBron comes. He gets the chip. You know, that's amazing. I was 16. I couldn't appreciate it that much. Yeah. Now we have the team in front of us with 11 guys who are so easy to root for. DG said it best. He is obviously thinking about it. The whole team has it in the back of their minds, which is awesome. I love that they're aware of it because –
Would you think less of them then if they had lost on Saturday? Or lost last night even?
But they're not. They didn't lose. and they're not going to lose.
Didn't fall for your trap, JP.
I thought he was going to fall for
That's a good young lad there, Harrison.
I thought he was going to fall for it.
We're clapping for you.
You're a good 23-year-old.
Right, be good, bud.
All right. That's all I got. I don't want to hear any pessimism. If you don't want to jinx it, that's okay. But admit that, because this team is great. They're going to be great, and we're winning the whole thing.
Look at
all
that.
Right?
Let him know, Harrison.
All right. I think if you just tuned in, you have no idea that you think that I'm like hating on the Cavs or something with this. I just don't care about a random record.
I don't think it's a random record. I think it's a random record.
I love the start. I love everything about this team. I don't care about the random record.
Like if they were 12-0 when Donovan takes a pregame shower, that's a random record. Fastest start in the NBA, fastest start in any sport is a record.
It's no doubt. It's a record. It's a random record.
But what makes something, because to me, what makes this so intriguing is you're halfway to a ridiculous, 24-0 is a ridiculous record. So the odds of them getting it, that's not the story. The story is every single time they come close and, oh, holy crap, they won that game and nobody thought they were going to win that game. So I actually think we're actually not that far off on it. But I think the idea that we're just going to start carrying with three games to go, which probably won't happen. The dude cannot abide.
I know. You just don't want me to, at the very last minute, be like, hey, how about that record, guys? And it's not going to happen. I'm telling you right now, it will not happen.
That just almost guarantees it's going to happen. Don in Cleveland, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I'm excited because they're playing well. I won't lie. If we beat the Celtics and we're undefeated, I'm going to start paying way closer attention. I did remember it was Golden State because that is the only thing in Cleveland that season that we really should be remembering, right? It's the only thing we've won in our lifetimes. But I'll say this.
Oh, no! You Eberflused us!
Because if you don't win it, it's a distant memory. Yeah, Golden State fans remember it, but they don't remember it for a good reason. I mean, let's face it. So the 22-game win streak, it was awesome. I think a lot of us said it. Not that you're peaking too early when they did it.
How many games was that, Don?
22-game win streak.
Oh, really? 20. So memorable that you got the number right. Okay.
He's talking about the Guardians.
So my point is, they did it the right time of year, but they didn't finish it. And I think we'd all rather have them win the World Series than throw that 22-game win streak away.
Okay, he was talking about the Guardians.
I'm not going to poo-poo this, but, you know, this is cool, but, you know, we got to win it.
All right, Don.
Thank you, Don.
We got you on, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Don.
He kind of appeased both of us.
Yeah, that was a nice job by Don.
And I will say, there's nothing funnier than this. I'm like, listen, my whole life has been building up to say this.
And then he Eberflused it.
And then it's just static. Okay, so we're talking about fun things right now, right? I never would have thought in Cleveland that winning wasn't fun. Here we are, 92.3 The Fan.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.